put Mike Vick back in? What factored into that?
Mike's got a hamstring. They just felt he wasn't 100%. So I said since, you know, really I think the day we walked in here that you got to have two quarterbacks. And so felt confident in Nick, you know, with Mike not being 100%. So if Nick were to go down, I think we would have been able to put Mike back in the game, though. So.
Why'd you put him in for the one play after the injury?
He didn't look like he was moving well, you know, and I just, well, I'm not going to put anybody in harm's way. So, you know, I just felt like he wasn't, didn't have that step where he can get out of the way and you know, you got a pass rush like they have. You got some really good players over there with Tuck and Kiwanuka and JPP. You know, I don't think you want a guy out there that's not 100%.
So that was your decision to take him?
Yeah, that was my decision.
Had he convinced you that he was all right to go?
We didn't really have any talks about that. I just talked to our trainers and those guys, and they said it was just a hamstring. They thought it was going to be okay. So.
The game plan when you brought Nick in?
No, we didn't. We didn't.
Read option or anything like that? It looked like Mike was really running the read option very well in the first half.
Now, a couple of those long runs Mike had were actually designed sweep plays, so it wasn't read option, but we didn't change our game plan in terms of putting Nick in the game. So,
what do you think of the job Nick did?
I thought Nick did a nice job. You know, he come in, especially, I thought that drive right at the end of the first half where we had an opportunity to go down and get a field goal, you know, being in a two-minute situation, really managed the game real well, and I was really happy with Nick.
Chip, it looked like done over the weeks here to stay sharp, practice time, classroom time?
The same. You know, he's a student of the game. He prepares himself like he is a starter because he's literally a chin strap away from being a starter, and I think that's a credit to him. You know, some guys can get discouraged, but he wasn't like that when, you know, when I sat down with him and Mike and we told him, you know, what was going on in camp. You know, he just said, hey, coach, you can always count on me. I'm going to be there. And that's what he's done. He's been there every day in practice. I think Billy Lazor does a really good job with those guys, you know, and making sure that they're sharp and getting them enough reps. And you know, and in this league, I think you need two quarterbacks. And we were fortunate that we had Nick today. So
can you go into the week, into the next week, with not knowing exactly who's going to be the quarterback for Sunday in terms of
our game plan doesn't drastically change, Jeff. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But that's not a huge concern for me. So.
You said Mike could have gotten back in if Nick got hurt. So, I mean, can we just assume that he should be able to practice Tuesday?
You can assume whatever you want to assume.
Well, I mean,
I don't assume that.
You expect that he should be.
I don't get into that. I've always been like that. So I'll find out when I show up, when they all get here Tuesday. If they tell me he's practicing, then he practices. If he doesn't practice, but I'm not the trainer, so I don't tell those guys, hey, we need him by this. And just tell me if he can go or if he can't go. So
if Mike's healthy, is he your guy?
What's that?
If Mike is healthy, is
yes.
Your game plan might not have changed, but it sure looked like your offense did. Did they not have to respect the run as much with Mike out of there? I mean, it looked like you couldn't get anything going with Deshaun.
I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. You can ask them. I don't know what they were respecting or not respecting. So.
Why did you like so many passes?
No. I mean, they literally deployed the same game plan and deployed their defense really the same way they did in the first half. Played a lot of man-free coverage and, you know, six guys in the box. That didn't change, you know, from that standpoint. But, you know, not having a running threat doesn't mean that we're not blocking the three technique well. You know, I think sometimes they did some line stunts and some penetration things in there that stopped some of our drives in the second half. But I don't think it was because of Nick or Mike.
Getting Deshaun back in the offense, can you talk about the importance of having him get down the field? Basically?
Yeah, you know, if you're going to play man coverage, we need to have guys that can exploit it. You know, I thought some of those guys did a real good job. We hit Brent on a big crossing route early, freed up Brent on the play action pass, and then obviously Deshaun is, you know, if you're going to put him in those situations, he drew a pass interference penalty on our sideline, which was big, you know, and then trying to get him uncovered in a couple different manners is he's a threat, you know, no matter where he is. And if you're going to play man coverage, then it's just going to happen a little bit quicker. And I thought he did a really good job of, you know, giving himself an opportunity to make plays. We had some good run after the catch from him, and then we also had those, you know, that big touchdown at the end off the double move. So,
Chip, please talk a little bit about what you got from Alex Henry today.
Yeah, you know, I got a lot of confidence in Alex. I think he was it 5 for 5? Is that if I did my math right? So, you know, he's been really, really consistent. You know, I think myself and him were probably the most surprised with, you know, with those three misses that we had this year. But, you know, we looked at him and studied him, and him and Coach Phipp went back to work a little bit and really confident. You know, I don't want to get threes, but we don't want to get threes. We'd rather get sevens. But if you got a guy who's consistent like that and can go 5 for 5 and put those points on the board, it's really a difference in the ball game. So.
It looks like Nick made a couple of passes, a couple of completed passes where he threw the ball quickly against man, maybe even before the receiver was open, and kind of timed anticipation throws. Has those been his strength? Did you see that a lot in training camp? Did you feel like
I just think Nick's got a good grasp and has a good understanding of what we're doing.
How much do you think Nick can do to win that job? Or can Foles win this job at any time this season?
Yeah, I mean, there's always we're always going to compete and play and make sure that the best guys are on the field. So,
I do feel like the defense did, especially in the second half.
I thought they did a great job of getting the ball back for us. You know, we had those three big turnovers. You know, and I think when you play against those two receivers and obviously Eli, you know, Super Bowl winning quarterback, you know, that's the strength of their team right now. They're banged up a little bit up front, and you know, David Wilson wasn't in there, so you know, we kind of knew they were going to throw, and that was you know, a matchup that we really had to make sure that we concentrated on. And I thought our guys eventually we started to get to Eli a little bit, started to generate a pass rush, and those three turnovers were huge. And the difference in the ball game was the turnovers. You know, we didn't turn it over, and they did. So,
the rest of the guys after
in settling for those five field goals, what were the issues on those third downs?
I know. Specifically, I'd have to go through each one. So,
what did you say to the team after locker?
After the game?
Yeah.
That they had a good week of preparation, and we need to have another one because we've got another game coming up. Every week is a season, you know, and that's what this deal's all about. You know, you're five games into a 16-game season, and you know, understand that you just don't show up and win. You when you have a good week of preparation, then that pays off for you. And I think we liked our week of preparation, so you know, but we got to be able to replicate that because. You know, you get about 2 seconds to catch your breath in this league and go back and get ready to play again. So,
in three out of five games now, even if it was just a play or two or for longer, Michael's had to come out of the game. Is the reason you have to keep Nick as ready as you are that you sense a certain inevitability to Michael not being able to bounce back from one of these?
No. I mean, I think no matter where you are in this league, you better make sure you have two quarterbacks. That's just the nature of this league. So, you know, we're fortunate that we do. So,
take two more guys.
Do you think the league needs to do more to protect their quarterback?
No, I don't. I mean, he had a hamstring today, so he was running out of bounds. It wasn't a hit. So, I don't think anything in terms of what happened specifically to Mike today had anything to do with, you know, someone hitting him late or, you know, I think the league has done a really good job of implementing rules to protect quarterbacks, and that was certainly not the issue today. There were no late hits. There was nothing from that standpoint with that. It was just a – you know, it was a soft tissue injury, and we'll see where he is when we get back to work on Tuesday.
Would you say that after Nick's performance today, that their job is more up for grabs?
No.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.